The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Happy Friday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I am your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of August, 2018. All the best technology news to happen over the past 24 hours coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Samsung's Galaxy Note 9 is officially official. Yeah, we've had our leaks here and there over the past few weeks, but now we can see the thing in all its glory. And according to Samsung, it will never slow you down or let you down. As far as the details goes, it's got a slightly larger 6.4-inch 2960 by 1440 screen, a big old battery in the thing, about 4,000 milliamp hours. And once again, according to Samsung, saying it's going to give you all-day use. You're not going to have to go grab for your power bank. Now, the entry model has 128 gigabytes of storage. There's also a 512 gigabyte storage version, too. Plus, on top of that, you got a micro SD card slot, so you can easily carry around a full terabyte if you want. Of course, the big thing is the S Pen that all integrates with Bluetooth, saying it's more than just a pen. You can actually use it as a remote so you can take a selfie or even do presentations. As for when we're going to see it officially in our hands, August 24th. As long as you've got that $1,000 starting price for the 128 gigabyte model and $1,250 for the 512. Discord, the place for gamers, now actually is going to start doing stuff for gamers, like selling gamers games. Yes, they announced yesterday that it's rolling out a store beta to 50,000 Canadian users. Also, according to Discord, game offerings will be curated by the employees, because they want it to be more of a community, side corner, bookstore, game shop vibe, whatever the hell that means. Now, of course, to have access to the store, you're going to have a Nitro subscription. That's going to set you back about $4.99 a month. Or 50 bucks a year. Yeah, you can save a little bit. That will give you access to the complete library of games, all once again curated by Discord. And if you see something you like, you can then buy it. Quality control at Apple. Yeah, it's not what it used to be, is it? Well, now they got another little problem on their hands. I don't know how little this is, though. Have you heard about the 13 and 15-inch MacBook Pros that they're having a crackling sound with the speakers? Yeah, well, more and more people are starting to experience this now, which is kind of ironic. Remember the whole campaign with this thing? You'll be listening to new levels with wide dynamic range and more bass for maximum boom. Remember that? I guess all that boom has made them crackle. Apple even went on to say that these are the best speakers yet. Whoops. Now, it seems that Apple is aware of this problem, and once again, they don't know what's causing the problem. But like they always do, they're looking into it. Yeah, I wonder if they looked into it like they did with that $200 leather sleeve. You know, the one that covers its own charging ports? And finally, you know, in this day and age, it has to be said, we can't be too careful, especially when it comes to strange things at airports. And that is exactly the case of what took place at Berlin's airport. Yeah, there was a whole bunch of panic there. They had to call in the bomb squad. They had to shut down the terminal, all because of what was in this bag. Now, before I get to tell you what was in the bag, what happened is they did an x-ray scan, you know, like they normally do of luggage. Then, of course, security noticed something a little bit suspicious inside the bag. After that, they issued an alert, they closed down the terminal, called in the police, and then they started to investigate the contents of the bag. One of the employees said they actually heard a strange sound within the bag, and that's what caused the extra panic. So, after bringing in the police, they got the bag open, carefully removed the sex toys. Yep, sex toys. And one vibrator that apparently was left on. How embarrassing. We're actually still waiting to hear from Jeff Gamet here at the BTN Network if he was actually in Berlin the other day. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, our official website for all of our podcasts, our blog reviews, it's all over there for your choosing. Go check it out right now. Also, check out our Facebook and Instagram destinations, British Tech Network. We're on Twitter as well, at British Tech. I'm on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our BTN community, just chatting away over there. Come join in on the conversation. We'd love to have you. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. Com. The new show will be back at you on Monday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday and even better weekend ahead. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.